This is Local Insights with your host, Kenny Romeyer.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for being with us, and welcome to Local Insights, a public affairs program brought to you by this radio station and Waterloo Media. It's all about bringing you important information of interest to Austin and all of Central Texas. I think many of us always think that Austin's such a bike-friendly city. Well, our friends just to the north would like us to know that they're bike-friendly as well. Here to talk about that today is Jeff Radke, chairman of Georgetown Free Bikes. Jeff, thanks a lot for being with us on the program today.
Thanks for having us.
Jeff, tell us a little bit about what Georgetown Free Bikes is all about.
Well, our mission is to make Georgetown a nicer place, and we do that by giving away bicycles. We've helped a number of people get transportation to work. We sponsor bike rides that foster community spirit, and we give bicycles to families so that they can build family bonds. We've also given bicycles to people that have had knee surgery or hip surgery so that they can do their rehab, because bicycling is a low impact exercise.
Yeah. How did all of this get started, Jeff?
Well, I started about 3 years ago fixing bikes for Century Charities, an organization that helps out people in their churches and gives them things. They had a whole bunch of bicycles and they all needed repair. So I fixed up their bicycles so that they could give them away. And I thought that was a pretty good idea. So I kept doing it and people started helping me. And now we have an organization where we have 8 to 10 mechanics come every Tuesday and fix bicycles and give away bicycles. Last year we gave away 504 bikes.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Wow, that's a lot of bikes, Jeff. Well, I've noticed it's not only bikes, you all are into the accessories as well.
Yes, we try to make sure that people have helmets and locks and lights and all of the things that they need. We even have a stash of skateboards because somebody had a stash of skateboards and he went into a living facility where he couldn't take his skateboards. So he donated them to us and we're refurbishing, or we're passing those back out to people in the skateboarding community.
Okay, well, we know you all have a new facility and a big grand opening coming up here real soon. Before we get to that, just if somebody wants one of your bikes, how do they go about doing that?
Well, we're open on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. And all you have to do is come by and tell us you want a bike. And we'll talk to you about what kind of bike you want and what you're going to do with the bike. And then we'll take you out and show you the bikes that we have available. We have a number of bikes that are free. And then we have other bikes that we ask for a suggested donation. And those donations are how we pay for our operations and buy parts for other bikes and things like that, pay our utility bills.
You mentioned 10 mechanics. Are there volunteer opportunities if other people would like to help?
Yes, now that we have the larger space, we have room to have more people come help us fix bikes, clean bikes, help us to do outreach to the community and just take care of people. When people come in, sometimes we get 5 or 6 families coming in at once. So somebody will take each family and take them around and guide them through picking out bikes and things like that. A lot of our free bikes still need to be worked on. We can't keep up. So if they pick out a bike that hasn't been worked on yet, then we put it in the queue. And typically we have it ready for them the following Tuesday.
Wow. Jeff, we know you all have a lot of partners to help make all this work. Tell us about some of those, please.
Yes, Georgetown is just such a wonderful place. The people in Georgetown are so giving. The Sertoma Club adopted us and has mentored us and helped us to grow. The Williamson County Institute for Excellence in Nonprofit is teaching us how to be more professional and how to do things. And Georgetown just such a wonderful place, and the people here really give back. And we have over 200 bicycles in stock now, all donated. It's incredible that what the people of Georgetown have given us.
Let's stop right here. If someone would like to find out more about what you all do, maybe how to get a bike, how to volunteer, what's the contact information, please?
You can connect with us either on our website, georgetownfreebikes.org, or on our Facebook page, Georgetown Free Bikes.
Well, it's exciting that you all have a new location, Jeff. Tell us how all that came about.
Well, like I said, I started by fixing bikes for Century Charities in my personal workshop. And as people came to help, I dedicated about 300 square foot of my personal workshop to the bike shop, and where I gave my boat parking space up. We called it Bike Alley. It's about 10 feet wide and 50 feet long. Yeah. And before we moved, we had bicycles stacked in there too high. So when you get 8 people in 300 square feet, we're pretty crowded.
Yeah.
So we've been looking for a new place for a year. And as fate would have it, Century Charities had space that they've graciously allowed us to use. And all we have to pay is a utility bill.
Wow.
So now we have about 1,200 square feet. We have 2 rooms, about 400 square foot each, one where we work on bicycles and another one where we call it our share room, where we have our bikes that are fixed and people can come and see them. And we have covered storage for our bikes that haven't been worked on or other bikes.
Mm-hmm. My understanding is you have a big variety of bikes.
That's correct. We have everything from little tricycles and the little Razor scooters, unpowered ones, electric Razor scooters, 12-inch bikes, all the way up to 29-inch bikes, tandems. We get adult tricycles every once in a while. Those go quick.
Mm-hmm.
We even have a recumbent.
So tell us about this new facility, where it is, and the grand opening you all have coming up on April 5th.
We're at 2055 Farm to Market Road 1460 in Georgetown. That's just on the south side of Georgetown. We moved in last Saturday, and we started working here last Tuesday. And we're going to have a grand opening on April 5th from noon to 5 p.m. Come out and see what we do. We'll have food and cotton candy, hot dogs. It's going to be a party.
Well, it sounds like it. And what a great service that you're providing for the community. Jeff, it's great to be able to hear about it today. And I'm glad to be able to help put the spotlight on your new facility there in Georgetown. Let's recap here as we're going to wrap up. Once again, the website, social media, the best way to contact if somebody would like to follow up.
www.georgetownfreebikes.org. Or our Facebook page is Georgetown Free Bikes.
Very good. Well, Jeff, we wish you the best, not only with your new facility and that grand opening, but just continued success with the incredible work that you're doing, you and your volunteers and all your partners, to provide such a valuable service for so many people there in Georgetown. Jeff Radke, chairman of Georgetown Free Bikes. Thanks a lot for being with us on the program today.
Thank you. We couldn't do it without the great people of Georgetown supporting us.
Thanks for being with us today. Join us next time for another edition of Local Insights.